Good morning, Vietnam. It's your host, Hao Tran, on another episode of Vietnam Innovators. Today, we have a guest coming all the way from Dubai. It's his first time in Vietnam.
Yeah, it's my first time.
First time in Vietnam, but it's not his last. We have Fyodor Ovchinnikov. He's the Dodo brand CEO and founder. Dodo is a relatively new brand to Vietnam. You might recognize the pizza locations that they have here. Just a handful of restaurants now, but potentially hundreds more, let's see. But they're all over the world, including Russia, the Middle East, Central Asia, and probably a few other places I don't know, but we'll find out. Africa, yeah. Okay. So a lot of emerging market destinations for Dodo brands. It's not just a pizza shop, though. It's much more than that. And we'll hear from Fyodor to share about that. Welcome to Vietnam, Fyodor.
Thank you.
Yes, and welcome to the studio. Before we get into the whole podcast, we're going to do some rapid-fire questions.
Okay.
So these rapid-fire questions are very short, and the answers are also very short. Okay. And there's no wrong answer.
Okay.
So just go at it, and hopefully people like it. Do you like pineapple on your pizza?
Yes, definitely.
What surprises you about Vietnam?
Traffic.
It's not that bad. Vietnam is the first country in Southeast Asia to have a Dodo pizza. Why is that?
Because we found great partners here and they promoted these opportunities in this country.
What's your proudest innovation at Dodo Pizza?
I think our IT system, because we are not just a pizza company, we have tech company as well.
What separates Dodo Pizza from its competitors?
The main feature of our company is transparency. We are very transparent for customers, for everybody, for shareholders, investors.
What's the biggest challenge your business is facing right now?
We try to reinvent pizza. It's a very famous product. I think competition. Mm. We need to make something new in this old market.
What motivates you?
Creation.
On a Sunday at 10 a.m., where would you be and what would you be doing?
I will go sport.
Sports.
Yeah.
Very good. Very active life. Very good. All right. Let's get into the podcast. So Fyodor, first question for you is, and you just mentioned yourself, it's pizza is a language. It's an old kind of product that people are aware of already. Whether or not you're a healthy eater or you enjoy meat, there's a pizza for just about everybody. So you, Fyodor, what's your favorite pizza topping combination? Let's just start with that.
So I like very simple recipes, simple combinations of ingredients. And my favorite pizzas are like margherita or cheesy pizza.
Mm. Okay. So very simple.
Yeah.
So Fyodor, we've got a pizza delivery from Dodo Pizza. It's my first time trying the pizza. So what I need from you is to kind of share and explain this particular one that we have here.
Okay.
And what am I tasting?
I'll try.
So what do we have here?
So that is our classic pizza. You can see our dough. But in every country, in every market, we have different recipes.
Mm.
Pizza is a great product because it's like a constructor.
Okay.
It's it could be adapted easily to tastes, local tastes.
Yeah.
And for example, companies, concepts in our market have different strategies.
Mm.
And our strategy is to adapt product. So we come to the market with our technology. I mean, technology of managing business. But menus are different in every country. For example, in Nigeria, we have pizzas with bananas.
Bananas.
Yes.
Okay.
Vietnam, our partners have made big work of adapting recipes to local tastes. For example, we have a lot of pizzas with seafood.
Mm.
Maybe Vietnamese menu of Dodo Pizza has the biggest seafood list of pizzas.
Yeah, great. So why don't we try this?
Yeah.
Looks like we have bacon.
I think it's our classic recipe, like Dodo.
Classic. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is found everywhere in the world.
Yeah, it's like global recipe.
Okay.
I can say it tastes the same and it's good.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty good. I think thin crust, a little bit chewy. The toppings are very generous. What's not to like? I don't know. So consistency, that's obviously very important.
Yeah, of course. I think that consistency of quality and service is the biggest challenge in our business.
Okay.
Because sometimes people think that premium restaurants and QSR business are the same business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But QSR business is more close to retail or FMCG business because you need to scale your business and you need to provide consistency of quality in every pizza store, for example.
Mm.
And you need to operate hundreds of stores. And technologies help a lot in managing chain business when you have a lot of hundreds of stores.
Why don't we just start with how you started it? What was the inspiration for a business like that?
So I started our company just 12 years ago in a small city, in a small distant city in Russia, northern city. And at that time I was a failed entrepreneur, but I dreamed big and I thought I tried to find idea which could be scaled globally. So and I decided to combine just this old business as pizza delivery with technologies to create something we call smart pizzeria. So that was my idea. And after Dodo Pizza, before Dodo Pizza, I didn't know how to make pizza. I didn't know how to manage restaurants. So I went to St. Petersburg, it's a big city in Russia, and started to work in QSR businesses, QSR restaurants, quick service restaurants
to learn,
to study, to see inside how it operates.
And why did you tackle the pizza business specifically? Because as you mentioned, everybody's aware of it already.
Yeah.
They're probably very well-established brands in that space already. Why pizza? Evolved?
I did it intentionally because I didn't want to reinvent the wheel.
Mm.
I just wanted to make it better. So it's very difficult to create new demand, new product.
Right.
You need a lot of resources to switch people choices. So my idea was to take old product and combine it with something new.
And in this case, something new was the customer experience, the technology, the speed, but also the consistency, I guess you could say. Dodo Brands, tech company, creates digital solutions, IoT, big data, IT. These are a lot of different words.
Yeah.
Does the average consumer know about that? Or is the objective to actually have them not know anything where they feel like they're just going into a pizza shop and they care about the food experience? Walk us through that customer journey.
Of course, we sell our food experience, our whole experience, I mean, service and emotions which pizza gives people. Of course, customers see our mobile app, digital experience is a part of the product, the whole product, but it doesn't need to show technologies, inside technologies to our customers.
In markets like Russia, the Middle East, Africa, Central Asia, and now Vietnam, does the average, let's say, food and beverage, quick service outlet in have technology?
Of course.
Is it?
But there is a difference. So we made technologies part of our franchise from scratch.
From day one.
Yeah. Yes. And for example, companies like McDonald's, for example, which started franchising system a lot of years ago.
Right.
Like 50 or 60 years ago, they didn't have such solutions to control operations in a big retail business. So we decided to create a digital franchise from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two key differences which differ us from other companies, from other information system, for example. The first is we call it coordination of competencies. It means that we develop our system inside our company.
Mm-hmm.
We have an opportunity to change processes inside pizzerias, inside our business. So, and the second is the internet. We develop our system as website.
Mm-hmm.
So you can easily open pizzeria in our system, like account in Facebook. So we can install tablets, iPads in the kitchen, can digitalize even small operation. So we can control everything online. We can compare data online and it's very easy. It's cheaper. So that is the main differences.
Dodo Brands plans to open 150 stores in Vietnam. That's quite a few.
Yeah.
So to give you a little context, the other pizza chains here that are not as tech savvy, perhaps, but have been here for a long time, they don't have anything close to that. Or if they have, they've taken a long time to get there.
Yeah.
So my question for you is, what's driving that aggressive strategy? And what challenges do you see? And how do you think that you'll overcome them to hit that?
Yeah. So we see a huge potential in this market, mm-hmm. in Vietnam. So because it's a huge population, the economy is growing. So, and the middle class is growing. And of course, pizza is a very famous product. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's not like traditional food for Vietnam, but it's a real product brand. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, everybody knows what is pizza.
Yes,
so yeah. we don't need to teach people. So, and 150 stores, it's a huge challenge. Mm-hmm. So first of all, we need to find a proper model mm-hmm. for this specific market. We need to find proper locations, for example. We mm-hmm. need to have strong business development strategy. We need to build a brand here. So it wouldn't be easy journey for us, but we are ready to invest our energy, a lot of time to this market because we see big future here.
Fyodor, your fourth pizza in Ho Chi Minh City, quick fact here, quickly became the top earner in the entire chain. Why do you think this location was so successful, and how do you think the success can be replicated throughout the country?
Yeah, when we come to any new market, we want to try to find proper model to scale.
Okay.
Our first stores in Ho Chi Minh are located in the center, in a big, expensive locations. But fourth store is located in a suburb.
Okay.
And where there are not so many competitors. Mm. So maybe we find a proper model to scale. Because we need to have a profitable unit economy to start scaling.
So you believe that every location opening from now on doesn't need to rely just on economies of scale. It should stand alone in itself as a profitable contributor to the chain. Okay, to your first visit to Vietnam, you are the founder of the entire brand ecosystem. What's your ultimate goal for the company?
So I can't say that it's a goal, it's a dream, it's a vision. We want to build a global food tech company.
Global food company,
yes,
okay.
Yes, I can say food tech company. 3 years ago, we decided to go to another product. Mm-hmm. We already developed a big digital platform for our pizza business. We combined pizza business with technology. So, and we decided to start inside our company new startups. Now we have coffee shop concept, doner kebab concept. And I see our company as a global food tech company, which developed different concepts based on franchise and technology.
Okay.
In partnership with entrepreneurs with different cultures, from different markets, different countries.
Okay.
So that is my
Tell me about the other two brands that you have within Dodo.
Yeah.
Where are they currently? Do you see them coming to a place like Vietnam? I did a little research about the coffee one especially. It reminded me of the coffee shops in China where everyone does like WeChat Pay and everything is you can order in advance and you don't even have to interact with the barista actually. It's really quick service. Tell me about those two concepts and if you think that they can apply in a place like Vietnam.
I strongly believe that our coffee shop concept could be scaled around the world. Mm. I believe that it could be successful. When I started Dodo, I didn't have a lot of resources. I had nothing. Mm. When we started our coffee shop concept, we had developers, have resources, we have resources to invest in long-term way. Coffee is a unique product because this product has the most frequency in the market. Mm. You can buy coffee just twice a day.
Right.
So, and we see an opportunity to digitalize this routine process. Because if you buy coffee twice a day, you can use mobile app. If you use mobile app, we can find value, how to make experience of this routine more convenient, better for customers. So, and we develop now like digital coffee shop. We try to have 100% online.
Okay.
In from our mobile app, we try to convince customers to use mobile app.
So you started this concept in Russia, I believe. Were people used to using apps to order food and drink? Not delivery necessarily, but
we just, for example, now we have about 15 our 15 coffee shops in Russia, in Kazakhstan, in Dubai.
Okay.
And we've just opened new coffee shop. Where we have about 99% of orders via mobile app.
99%, wow.
Because we organize space of this coffee shop to make this digital experience more convenient than traditional.
Okay.
So we don't have a cash desk. We just have special table with special screens.
Right.
Where our baristas put drinks, coffee, tea, food. So when it's ready, and the customers which ordered them in mobile app could take it and they see the numbers of order or their names and screens. The space is very open. We don't have like walls, border between cashiers, like baristas and customers.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah, and this experience looks very convenient, very understandable. That's why we have such results. And digital gives us a lot of opportunities to interact with customers. We try to make coffee shop for every day. So we want to offer our customers, our guests, everyday new product. And we make very deep customization because you can customize your product in digital more easy than in real life because you don't need to to tell baristas what recipes you want. So you can adjust your drink in a mobile app. You can choose, for example, milk from 8 kinds of milk, from cow milk, oat milk, and so on.
Yeah. Fascinating. And I really like hearing that you're approaching it from an emerging market kind of angle, too, because we think of these technologies being in developed, super developed countries where payments are all made mobile and everyone's got an iPhone, let's say. But this is great. Well, best of luck on that. And hopefully we get to see some of those in Vietnam. I mean, we're seeing a Dodo Pizza already, but hopefully a couple others. Let's talk about the company culture a little bit. I think you obviously started this company in Russia. It's now all over the world. The cultures can get a bit tough to, I guess you could say, bring here, bring there, bring it over cross-border. What are the key lessons you've learned about building the foundation of the company culture and then translating that to your partners, such as the one that you have here in Vietnam, to make everything happen locally?
As I said, we are a very transparent company. So when I started Dodo Pizza, I decided to make something like a reality show for my business.
Okay.
I started a blog on the internet, and I wrote everything about business, I mean about sales figures, about my profit, about my losses, about my dreams, about my plans, and about my values. I said I would be transparent for everyone. And this transparency gave us a lot of promotion because it was a great advertisement. Because
it was fresh, something new.
Yes, and that transparency attracted people who shared the same values.
Yeah.
We found colleagues, partners, and that was a basement of our culture.
Oh, so they kind of found you online.
Yeah.
And
This business was
It grew through social media.
Because of social media, because of the internet.
So people followed your writings about the business you were building from 5, 6, 7 years ago, however long it's been.
Yes.
Over time, as the business has expanded, someone from, let's say, Vietnam was like, wow, okay, let's reach out. And
yes. And it's interesting then when I visit our partners in different countries, I see the same values, see the same people. And I can say that even people, cultures are different, but there are so common.
Yeah.
Because values, our values, like honesty, transparency, we should make great products, great business, great service. It's common.
Okay, that's truly a cross-border business.
Connected us.
Amazing. All right. In the context of Vietnamese entrepreneurs, so there's this trend where Vietnamese big companies, small companies, they've grown fantastic businesses here locally, and they're trying to go out now. What are some lessons, aside from the one that you just shared, right, that you can share with them, that you can offer to them in terms of, I want to be growing a global business. How do I do that as kind of a niche country? Mm-hmm. Russia is a very niche country. Vietnam is. How do I go global?
When I started business in Syktyvkar and started to write in my blog that I will make global business, a lot of people said that I'm crazy, that I can't dream like that. So first of all, I think that we need to break all limitations in our mind that we couldn't make global business. And now it's interesting that it's very unusual that global pizza franchise is developed from Russia, started in Russia, because it's unusual, because there are American QSR companies, European QSR companies, Russia.
I can't name one, actually. You're the first. So. Congratulations.
Yeah, so yeah. You need to break these limitations in mind. And then you need to focus on a great product. So we understand that we don't have such maybe starting position as, for example, American companies for doing global business. And the only way to achieve success in the global market is to make so great product that customers could choose it, even they think that it's very unusual that this product came from this country.
Right.
I can make example of, for example, Toyota or a Japanese business. When Toyota came to the US market, I read that a lot of managers even didn't know English. But they made such great product in terms of quality, prices, that they can take share in this market, very competitive market. So great product. And focus on the product.
Okay. Fantastic. Great lesson there. I think, thank you for sharing that, Fyodor. Dodo Brands, you have a strategy. It's called Plan 333. There's actually a beer called 333 in Vietnamese. So not to be confused.
Need to try.
This is plan, not beer. You want to take the company public in early 2024, which is only 6 months away. First question is, when did you found Dodo Brands? When did you found the company, start it?
12 years ago.
12 years ago. Yes, okay, so 13 years taking now to IPO. Did you think that you would IPO this company?
Our plans have changed.
Okay.
Yeah, because of political situation now. We planned IPO in far, far future.
So okay.
It's still our mission. It's still, I want to make our company public someday. It's interesting that we had very interesting investment story. I didn't manage to attract capital in professional funds in Russia.
Okay.
Nobody believed in our big idea, because when I started to attract capital, I just had 13 pizzerias.
Okay.
And we started the biggest crowdfunding case in Russian history. I just started to raise capital from social media. And a lot of ordinary people, like engineers, developers, managers, entrepreneurs, small entrepreneurs, invested in our company.
I want to talk about some factors related to the F&B industry. We've talked a lot about technology, keeping things simple, not reinventing products, just making a good product. There's a trend, though, in the industry about, let's say, sustainability, the environment. There's a term called ESG. I'm not sure if you guys have practiced that at the company. How does Dodo Pizza approach that? Does it matter to you guys? Does it matter to your customers? Maybe you can comment on that.
It matters a lot for us, because everything we do in our business, I can say that we do it sincerely.
Okay.
Now we have a lot of small and not small projects in our company to which is focused on sustainability. For example, we launched 6 months ago in Dubai the first case in our history of using reusable pizza boxes.
Mm.
It sounds like it's simple. It's plastic box for pizza. But for our business, it's a very big project because we need to adjust a lot of processes to make it profitable, to make it efficient. And it works. Now, about 20% of orders, delivery orders, are delivered in a reusable pizza case.
Walk me through this. So I have a reusable pizza case. It's plastic, it sounds like. If I am a repeat customer, I can kind of exchange it every time. Is that how it works?
No, usually it works like the delivery guy comes to customer, gives pizza to him, and customer gives back
reusable bag. Immediately.
Right away. But we can take it later.
Okay.
We are developing special features on our mobile app to manage reusable cases.
Interesting. A good way to have repeat customers too.
Yeah.
Very good. Let's talk about food waste. You guys sound like a very efficient business. You know, you get down to the data, the tech, and I'm sure you're applying that into the production of the products as well. How do you guys think about food waste? How is that controlled and managed at the business, not just for the customers, but for your team? How do you approach that?
Pizza is quite simple business comparing to maybe premium restaurants with a huge menu.
You guys have very simple ingredients.
Simple ingredients, simple process, and we have information systems. So we try to use benefits of our process and information system to control everything and to reduce waste, because it's not only about sustainability, it's about efficiency as well.
Mm.
It's about profitability as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to forecast our sales, to forecast our demand, and to meet the demand.
How do you stay connected with all the global communities that your team has now built? Social media is one answer.
Yeah.
What are some other ways?
So we are a modern company, very young company, and we use all benefits which gives us to the world.
Okay.
I mean, IT services, messengers, and our IT system. It's online system. We can we have special big screen in our central office, and there is a map there, and we can see every order in online every second.
Mm.
So this map is like a lot of dots. This map shows how we control online our business. We can see everything online. For example, we can see even mood of our employees in every pizzeria, because we make special happiness rating. Our employees have special personal accounts in our system.
Okay.
We can interact with every employee, and now we have more than 40,000 employees around the world. I think technologies give us an opportunity to be connected with the world.
Yeah, you can see how the franchise in Vietnam is doing. You can see how the franchise in the Middle East is doing.
Yes, we can see even like speed of preparation of every pizza.
Wow, fantastic.
In every city in Africa or in the north of Russia, in Europe.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, very cool. Looking ahead, what trends or opportunities do you see in quick service and the pizza industry that you're kind of spotting out already that you hope to kind of take advantage and leverage moving forward?
Technologies could help us to make our business simple to manage.
Mm.
I mean, for example, fast food QSR business started with very simple menu, because the main challenge of fast food is consistency of quality, and you need to make your processes more simple, menu simple. But technologies could help us to make consistency of quality and like big menu at the same time. So I see such trends as customization, when people could customize everything in product. You could choose your ingredients, you could and control of ingredients, of calories, for example.
Colors, okay.
Yeah, of course. I think it would be a big trend.
Everyone's dyeing their hair these days. Now you can dye your pizza.
I think that we need to give our customers an instrument of control. For example, now we are developing such instrument in our mobile app, which would help our customers to control calories in every piece. We will not hide this information. Mm. We want to especially make it transparent for customers. It's not a risk, because I think it's opportunity.
Mm. Well, that wraps up our discussion about Dodo brands, Dodo Pizza, Fyodor. I have one last question for you. It's your first visit here. You've been here less than 72 hours. You're here for a few more days. While you've been crossing the streets of Saigon, going to the Dodo Pizza stores and just talking to people, my question for you is, what makes you curious about this country that you want to know more about? It doesn't necessarily need to be F&B. So I ask this question because on this show, we have had hundreds of guests mm-hmm. from all types of industries, real estate, technology, now pizza, manufacturing, and their answers are quite wide-ranging. They want to learn more. So you're an expert in what you do. What are you not an expert in that you'd like to know more about to empower your next business?
I educated as archaeologist. I started as archaeologist, as scientist.
Okay.
And I even worked in the Russian Academy of Sciences, archaeologist. Mm. And so I'm very interested in culture and history. Mm. So of course, Vietnam has great history. As CEO of the company, I need to know not only figures and business, like sales and numbers. I need to feel the market. Mm. So sometimes I visit market just to feel it, just to work on the streets, yep. to see people. And I think it's very important to understand business.
Very good. No, I like that perspective, because sometimes as a CEO or a business director, you get too bogged down with the numbers. You lose your vision of everything yes. else. And sometimes you need that in order to have that perspective. So, well, very good, Fyodor. Thank you for that answer. Hopefully our show and everything you're seeing here in Vietnam today can help answer those questions. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in for another episode of Vietnam Innovators. We've just had the CEO and founder, Fyodor, of Dodo Brands on the show. He's coming all the way from Dubai. Look out for more Dodo pizza brands popping up all over Ho Chi Minh City, Hanoi, and all over the country. 150 in the next 3 years. Maybe we'll have you back in 3 years and see if we've hit that mark. If yes, if no, why? We'll find out. Thank you so much, Fyodor.
Thank you very much.
And appreciate your time. And have fun for the rest of your trip here in Vietnam.
Thank you.
All right, see you guys next time. You can also check out the video version of this podcast on our other platforms such as YouTube and Facebook. New episodes are out every week, so don't forget to subscribe to Vietcetera's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube channel for more interesting content.